You're listening to Investify, preaching financial independence and assisting investors to achieve a more flexible and free lifestyle through smart financial planning and real estate investing. If leaving the corporate world and jumping into this thriving industry is what you desire, tune in and listen to stories of like-minded individuals who made the leap to financial independence.
What's going on, everybody? You are listening to Investify. My name is Craig Kurlop, aka the Fi Guy, and we've got an episode for you today. This is an Invest to Friday episode, and there's big news, really big news that just came out of Denver, if you didn't hear. Governor Polis just signed a bill saying that local jurisdictions can no longer limit the amount of people that are living under one roof. What that means for Colorado investors and for people that want to invest in Colorado is that we can have as many people as we want living in houses now. It's a really great thing. You can have more couples living in houses. You can add more bedrooms to houses if needed. Now, I'm not saying that we should, you know, throw as many people in a house as possible. Like, let's also keep living standards up as well. But there's plenty of houses out there that are 2,500, 3,000 square feet that you can put easily seven bedrooms in there comfortably and actually have people living a really good life. And so what this is doing is obviously giving investors a higher return, but also giving people of Denver a nice place to live at an affordable price. And so what we're going to talk about today and in this episode is a little bit about the strategy, how it's evolved over the years. But before we do that, before we get too deep, I want to let you know that I got 10 or 15 minutes with you today that I'm going to be sharing and just about this rent by the room stuff. But if you want to know all about it and dive into all of the secrets and everything, almost everything that I know, at least that I can boil into an hour, we're having an hour long webinar next Friday, April 26th from 12 to 1 p.m. Mountain Time. Sign up for that. I'm going to go through the whole rent by room strategy, how to find these deals, how to analyze them, how things are changing, and what we're going to do about that change. And so if you go to thefiteam.com/webinar, you'll be able to sign up for that. Again, that's thefiteam.com/webinar. You'll sign up for that hour-long webinar. I'm going to try to record it if I can remember, but I have to say something that I very rarely remember to record it. So try to get there live, and we're super looking forward to having you there and just meeting some of you guys in person, you know, over the interwebs, but live face-to-face. And so, yeah, I'll be answering questions and going over whatever you need to know about Rent by the Room. I've got no secrets to have. I'm going to unload everything that I know in this hour time frame. So now that that's over, what does this mean for the Denver market? So the biggest thing is going to be that most people who listen to this are going to be investors or want to be investors. And so what this means to you is you're able to achieve higher returns in the Denver area. Cash flowing properties in Denver will actually come back because now you're going to be able to buy, you know, 6, 7, even 8 bedroom houses, and it's going to be totally legal to rent them out. And when you get to that level, especially with today's interest rates and prices, you'll actually get some cash flow, like kind of like we did back in 2020 when the prices were, you know, around 400,000, then you, and the rates were at like 3%, you know, you could cash flow with 5 people in a house. Now you need at least 6, ideally even 7 or 8 to really cash flow, especially with the low down payment of a house hack. And so this is really big news. Typically, the best areas to do this were Arvada, Lakewood, Westminster, because their rules were you could have 5 or 6 people living in the house. But now that rule has been lifted. Arvada, Westminster, and Lakewood just got a lot better because now you're able to have 7 people in the house, 8 people in the house, however many that you can fit comfortably. And so the rule of thumb that I always go by is a 2,000 square foot house could fit 5 people somewhat comfortably. And then you need to add an extra 250 feet for every bedroom thereafter in order to fit someone comfortably. So 2,250 for a 6 bedroom, 2,500 for 7, 2,750 for 8, et cetera, all the way up to as high as you want to go. So that's a good rule of thumb. It's not exact. The layout of the house also has to, you know, adhere to it. But, you know, that's kind of a good rule of thumb for when you're looking at houses to buy. Other big things that have changed and why this is such a game-changing thing is that it opens up new areas that we previously couldn't have really invested in and we really steered clear from. Broomfield, Colorado is going to be the biggest one here. because previously they only allowed three unrelated people living in the same house. Now the rule is lifted. So you can have 5, 6, 7 people living in this house. And the cool thing about Broomfield is it's pretty much a dead center in between Denver and Boulder. And so you got people who want to commute up to Boulder and chill in Denver, people who work in Denver but want to chill in Boulder, that now can have a place right dead smack in the center. Not to mention too, there's also a lot of office parks and a lot of offices in Broomfield as well. And so you've got a lot of these office workers that, you know, maybe their starter jobs making 50, 60 grand a year. So they can't really afford a place on their own yet. Boom. Now it makes sense for us to actually invest in these areas and, you know, make something happen here. And so for the investor, like we said, right, an example deal here would be, let's say you buy one deal that we did recently was I helped a client buy a 4-bed, 3-bath house that was 3,400 square feet over in Lakewood, Green Mountain area, kind of near Red Rocks. And the gentleman added 3 bedrooms. And so now it was a 7-bed, 3-bath, and it's a beautiful home. It really is nice. And we're renting the rooms out right now as we speak, but we're anticipating getting, you know, between the 7 bedrooms, about $6,300 to $6,500 a month. His mortgage payment's right around $4,500 a month. And so, you know, we're looking at almost $2,000 over the mortgage, which is phenomenal. After some reserves and all that kind of stuff, you're still probably cash flowing over $1,000 a month. And that's kind of what we're seeing here and what this rule, the game changing rule, is going to happen. And so, you know, the power of the extra bedrooms is those 6, 7 bedroom houses are really going to cash flow. And so let's take a look on the flip side of things. What does this mean for tenants? What this means for tenants is that, let's just run through some numbers really quick. The Denver's median income is $50,000 a year, and that is about $4,100 a month. Denver's median rent is $1,700 per month. And so if you just do that math real quick, people are spending 40% of their income, and this is gross income, this is before taxes. So you're talking like probably even closer to 50% after taxes of people's income is going towards rent. It is just not a sustainable thing. And unfortunately, housing prices aren't really going anywhere. The only way housing prices come down is if there's a lot of sellers that want to sell and not a lot of buyers that want to buy. And so unfortunately, we're not in that scenario. So that's why things are kind of just breaking even. Or at this point, sellers don't really want to sell and buyers don't really want to buy. And so what that is actually going to do is going to increase the rents, because it means there's going to be a higher renter pool as more and more people move to the Denver market. And so rents are going to continue to increase, and this is going to continue to become a bigger and bigger problem. I suspect, Governor Polis saw this and he said, okay, how do we make this change? Well, if you have people renting rooms, the average room rental, at least in our portfolio, is about $850 to $900 a month. So now they're spending about 20% of their income on rent versus 40 to 50% of their income on rent. That's a massive difference. The financial pundits and gurus out there will say you should spend about 33% of your income on rent or mortgage or a place to live. I think it should be much less than that personally, but let's say 33% is the max. You're well under the max now if someone's renting a room. And so at the end of the day, if you're living in a city like Denver, and Denver's just kind of going to become just like New York, Chicago, San Francisco, where, you know, getting a place to yourself is really, really hard. It's going to be really expensive. So you need to have roommates. So Denver is now in that category, I would say. And a single person that's making $50,000 a year, unfortunately, is going to need to live with roommates. Now, when you have a couple and you've got two people making $50,000 a year or $100,000 total, now you're able to, you know, live in a place on your own. And so it's still not horrible, but it's just kind of the way Denver is. It's the way Denver's moving. And, you know, at the FIDE team here, we're out to not only help investors get a high return, help you guys achieve financial independence, but we love that we're also able to serve the Denver community and provide nice, clean, safe, healthy places for these people to live at a very reasonable cost. I mean, when you're in these houses, they have beautiful kitchens, sometimes two kitchens. They have beautiful backyards. They're in nice areas, garage, like it's a perfect place. You know what the houses look like. And so that is, you know, what we're really aiming to do is provide these people with a great place to live while also getting the investors a great return. Truly a win-win. And so before, we mentioned Broomfield as one of the places that's going to open up, and that's the biggest thing. Another one that's going to open up pretty nicely is Fort Collins. Fort Collins is a college town. Their limit before was 3, unless grandfathered in. There were some nuances to these rules, but essentially if you're a new investor, it was a 3-person max. Now, that's hard to do. Maybe we've done one deal in, you know, 500 plus deals over the last few, 4.5 years in Fort Collins. Very, very few. And so because of this rule being lifted, now Fort Collins becomes opened up, right? Now, especially as a college town where, you know, you can get 6, 7, 8 people in a house and you could get a good investment on it. That's going to be a really solid play for investors going forward. Boulder is very similar. Now, Boulder's a college town. Having a bigger house up there with 7, 8, 9, 10 college kids living there, that will be a game changer and be a really high return on investment for you. And like I said earlier too, Lakewood, Arvada, Westminster, Aurora, all these places now, you know, we're opening up a pool to buy some bigger, nicer houses. And so essentially better assets to have, better resale value for you to have in your portfolio, but also rent them out in cash flow as well. And so, yeah, we're really excited for this new rule to pass. We've been kind of vying for it now for years. I mean, it's been 6, 7 years since I started investing in this way. And yeah, this is just a game changer. And so if you guys are interested in learning more about this, if you are interested in learning more about all the stuff that we've been doing, about all the things that we've learned, about all the best practices that we've got, make sure you go attend this webinar next Friday, April 26th, 12 to 1 p.m. Mountain Time. To sign up, go to thefiteam.com/webinar. And again, that's thefiteam.com/webinar. Super stoked to see you all there. We'll keep it short and sweet this week. The rule has changed. The Denver market is changing. We are here to adapt with you. And we are here to help you achieve financial independence through real estate investing. Looking forward to seeing you on the webinar, and we'll see y'all next week.
That's it for this episode of Investify. We hope that these nuggets of real estate wisdom lead to more savvy financial planning and a clearer path towards financial freedom. For more content like this, subscribe to the show at investify.com. Don't forget to leave a rating and share it with your friends. Together, we can transform more real estate newbies into successful and clever investors. Thank you so much for listening. See you on the next one.